You're listening to Trope or Not to Trope, where your hosts, Kelly,
Kristen,
and Ray.
Okay, so today we're doing the body swap trope, which is also known as the Freaky Friday flip. And it's pretty self-explanatory. Some characters, usually two, but you can have more, through magic or science magic, end up swapping bodies. Their minds change places, and suddenly they're seeing the world from another's perspective. Literally. The trope isn't super common as an entire story, but a lot of fantasy and sci-fi stories, particularly long-running TV shows, frequently have a subplot or an episode where the characters end up body-swapped. The best-known example that features this trope center stage is Freaky Friday, which was first a novel in 1972 by Mary Rodgers, and so far has had 4 film adaptations.
So many.
Basic plot, if you're not familiar, is that a mother and daughter who don't understand each other end up swap bodies, which forces them to live in the other person's life for a while. I find this trope particularly interesting because I'm really fascinated by the fact that everyone has a unique perspective, so I kind of want to explore all of the perspectives. This makes me wonder, if you two could swap bodies with someone for a day, who would you pick?
I don't know if I can say this, but I feel like I want to swap. I don't know if this is so specific and yet so vague. with a random person who is like decently, I guess, well off in the sense of like, you know, they have like the means to travel or whatnot. And I'd like switch places with a person in Germany. I traveled around Europe and I went to Germany, but I never got to see that many castles in Germany. And I would just like take, I guess, a trip around Germany and just see as many castles as I could within the 24 hours. And then I'd like learn this person's name and address so I could just send them money. Just be like, thanks. I just didn't want to pay like the really expensive plane ride. And plus, like, I thought about it and I don't know if I'd want to be someone famous or someone who has something that like wouldn't be me. I would be too much in the public eye. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I just want to be myself.
That makes sense.
That's
there's a lot of pressure, like if you're someone who has to like perform something, like
oh gosh,
like if you're famous and it's like everyone's expecting you to be that person, and it's like, oh, oops.
Yes. Yeah, right. This question gave me an existential crisis.
Fair.
like what is inherent in the body and what is in the mind? Like, would I be attracted to the people that my swap is attracted to? Like, would I have their athletic abilities and muscle memory? Would I have their singing ability? Like, would I have to live their life and have their responsibilities? Or could I just, like, screw around for a day in their body? And, like, do I have to choose someone that I would trust to take care of my body? Because that also deeply changes the question. I eventually came up with an answer, which is that I would like to change places with a Broadway actor on a day that they don't have a show so that I could like experience that level of athleticism and vocal talent and live as the opposite sex for a day, because I think that would be interesting. And also be in New York, because New York. What I would be more interested in, I think, is sharing someone's head for a day. So just, like, having my own consciousness and just getting to watch theirs at work, you know?
Oh, God.
Kelly's answer made me think of, like, what if you just swapped with, like, a random normal person in a different culture kind of thing? Just so then you could see what it's like to be in a different culture. Like, I mean, traveling
and so stressful, though.
It would be... Because of expectations, like, you don't know what to do.
You, like, have to exist in that culture not knowing anything. It's not like you'd learn the culture. You'd still be yourself in another culture in someone's body who is expected to know the culture, and then you'd screw up their life and you'd be stressed out and confused and it would just not be a good time.
I have a feeling that this thought experiment gives you a fair amount of stress.
It does. Yes. It's not about switching perspectives, because you don't get the other person's perspective, really. You just, like, are shoved into their life with your continuing perspective. And I don't like that.
I love, Kristen, that it took you, like, so much, like, thought and energy and stuff in this question. And I asked Chris the same question. I was like, what would you, you know, who would you switch bodies with? And he was like, I don't know if this counts. It was like immediate. He's like, I don't know if this counts, but I'd switch with the giant Gundam in Tokyo, in like Japan, so I could just feel like a Gundam pilot.
That's and I was excellent. Like,
that. And it's, but at the same time, like thinking about everyone, like so far, you know, everyone's answers, because Ray, we need to, you know, hear from you. But like, it's interesting going back to Ray's point of this is fascinating, because then you get to see life, at least like somewhat, what someone else's life or how other people treat someone else other than you, which I think is huge. But I think it's also interesting to think about like how we're all answering this question. It's great. Look at us, human beings.
Well, okay. So, like, my answer to this was kind of, like, kind of as Kristen mentioned, it would be interesting to see, like, from the opposite sex, like, just to know, like, how different that is or isn't. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, yeah. That would be fascinating. But, like, my actual answer to this question is a bit weird, because, like, I would pick, like, a well-treated pet dog. Because, like...
Yes.
Because, like, I okay, do. Here's why. But people can kind of tell us what their lives are like. And we can kind of guess. But, like, dogs can't talk. And they seem like they're having a really good time. So I'd want to know, like, is it actually a good time? What does that actually feel like?
I approve of this answer. Yes. Okay. I just, like, I also ran into all of the ethical questions. Like, if you swap with someone who's in a relationship, you have to, like, deal with the person they're in a relationship with, which is just real weird.
Like, just run away, Kristen. Just run away.
But then you don't get their experience. You're just, like, in this other body for no reason.
No, that's fair.
I also realized that my answer implies that, like, my body would be occupied by a dog's mind for a day, and that might
be a fun time.
Pick a day when I don't have any commitments.
Right. I also feel like any of the people that I would be, like, interested in swapping with are the types of people who would, like, take my body out to, like, get tattoos and do, like, really stupid shit. Like,
oh, no.
And I'm just not about that. Not that getting tattoos is stupid. It's just
meanwhile a random well-off vibe. German person would probably be very confused but take very good care of Kelly's body.
Exactly. Here you go, you get to experience Ohio. You're welcome. Oh, are we also counting? Okay, have you two seen 13 going on 30?
Yes.
Okay. Are we also counting, like, the swapping with, like, an older version of yourself or a younger version of yourself?
I wasn't going to get... There are so many ways that this trope can, like, just, like, morph and be different tropes. Like, Kristen mentioned, like, mind sharing is also, like, adjacent to this trope. And, like, yeah, the age, like, age time travel is also, like, related to this trope. And, like, but, like, if you have a point, like, absolutely. But, like, I wasn't going to, like...
Oh, no, I was just wondering if you count that under this umbrella. Or if it's, like, time travel or, like, however it is you're trying to...
I think I feel
it's like a really close sister trope, like a twin trope almost.
Okay.
Because it functions the same way. Uh-huh. Like the point of switching with your older self is pretty much the same as switching with someone else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah, there are like the cases where like twins or people who look the same switch places, and it's like they didn't change bodies, but they switched lives. And like they were able to do that because their bodies are basically the same. So it's pretty darn close, even though actually no body swapping occurred.
Oh, that's right. Interesting. I didn't even think of that.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. So things like the Parent Trap are like literally the same kind of plot without like weird magic science stuff. But it works because they already look the same. They're already...
Makes sense.
Mm.
I feel like it would help if you could like communicate with the person you're swapping with before you swap, so you can like get an idea of how to live their life.
Kristen, I'm gonna bring this up later, but your name, like everyone should see the movie Your Name, because it kind of addresses this in an interesting way.
Oh.
Yeah, like
I just know that it's really pretty. I saw like trailers for it, and the movie is so pretty.
It's so good. Like basically, okay, just like really quick, it's about this teenage boy and this teenage girl. The boy lives in the city, and the girl lives in the country. And one day they wake up and they're in each other's bodies, and they don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. And then like the next day or whatever, they wake up and they're in their own body, and it happens over time. Hmm. But as they go, they like, when they switch back, they forget everything that happened while they were in the other person's body. So eventually they end up figuring out how to like, their friends are like, oh, you seem different. Like you seemed different yesterday. Or like, hey, you know, maybe their hair is different or something when they wake up. And mm-hmm. so they start communicating with one another. And there's a reason for like why it is they keep switching bodies and they have to figure mm-hmm. out what it is. But mm-hmm. yeah, I've always been fascinated with that too. And when I saw it in Your Name, it was excellent.
That's really intriguing.
Yes.
Apparently they're supposed to be making a live action version of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We should see the anime, though.
So, following up on swapping places with someone that you would actually want to swap places with, is there anyone that you'd absolutely hate to swap bodies with? Like, even if it's only for a day.
I feel like it would be a bad time to swap with someone who has severe health problems or is, like, in a coma. It doesn't sound fun.
It just sounds like a bad... That might be good for, like, the person in the coma, though. Like, yeah. They get to have a day out of the coma that's very weird, confusing, and stressful, but still.
Fair. Not sure I'm that selfless. Like, maybe if I love the person.
Mm.
That's true. It also would be devastating to then go back to, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like I have, like, a kind of similar answer. Well, okay, basically, I wouldn't want to switch bodies with a person who's in a dangerous situation, which that would be scary. Also, I probably would not survive because I've never had to, I mean, hopefully this never happens, but I've never had to be in like a war zone or like mm-hmm. government collapse or, you know, something like that. So I don't know if I'd like serve them very well. I wouldn't be able to keep them alive very well.
Mm-hmm. Plus like the learning curve, like it always takes a minute to adjust. So, like, in that minute, you could very well be dead.
That's true.
My first thought was along the lines of something Kristen said earlier, where it's like, you said that you wanted to be a Broadway performer that doesn't have a show. Like, yes. My first thought with this was, like, what if you ended up being an acrobat that, like, no. had to perform and just... I would just die. I'm pretty sure. Like, do you, like, ruin... Like, do you, like, just not perform that day? Or do you try it and just mess up so bad?
You would literally, like, ruin their career and life. Like,
yeah.
And possibly, but die.
I thought you were going to say, Ray, that they were, like, in the middle of, like, flipping into the air and you, like, come into awareness while they're, like, falling down.
That would be the worst time. Be one of the worst times to show up. Also, like, this is more or less exactly the plot of the old TV show Quantum Leap, if anybody knows that. Like, it's just extended. Like, every episode, he's in another person's, like, body, life, whatever. So, like... That one's full of... They did push on situations for, like, what's, like, just sort of the worst moment you could end someone else's life?
Yep. I also, this is, like, slightly more meta, but, like, I would not want to swap places with, a serial killer, because, like, I feel like a lot of negative emotions live equally in the body and the mind. And so, like, I think you'd just get all of that, like, rage and, like, whatever. Yeah.
So you're afraid that you would also go kill people? Like, or want to?
I mean, maybe, but, like, yeah, it would just not be pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually, like, a good question for you guys. Like, what traits do you think stay with a character when they're swapped, other than physical appearance?
I think those lines are arbitrarily drawn by the author, basically, because mind-body is so interconnected and, like, more or less the same thing. Like, it's impossible to separate those, so you just have to decide when you're writing this trope.
Since this is a writing podcast, I am asking what people should do.
I feel like the first question you should ask yourself is, what are you trying to do? Because if it is something like, okay, you swap, and let's say when you swap, you automatically understand the language or not even the culture, but, like, maybe the language, for example, very specific example, I know, but
that's a good one, because that would make certain things easier. Like, if it is somewhere that would be a different language, but they automatically already know it, then that just means that's not the struggle that you wanted to address with this story.
Right. And then also, like, addressing the whole concept of, like, oh, are you going to tackle, is it some sciencey, like, weird, like, science thing? And so when you switch your brain, I don't know, you'd have to tackle that. Or, like, if it's something magical, is it your soul? And then, like, how do you differentiate your soul and your, like, what would that mean in reference to, like, what you carry? So I don't know.
I feel like the language thing would run into a lot of plot holes.
Oh yeah,
like that would, I don't actually think that would work.
I think it depends on the story that you're telling there. Like, I think that one could, like, I think you could brush that one aside the same way that portal fantasies tend to have, like, oh, they're in, like, a different realm and everyone speaks English because we needed to get through the actual story.
Yeah.
I disagree. I don't think you could do that.
Oh, I mean, if you're
there are probably some people that would be fine with it, but, like, I think there would also be a lot of people who would not be fine with it.
Oh, that's but fair. If it's magical, then, like, I feel like as long as you're setting up the rule early enough, a lot of readers would be okay. Like, especially if you're bringing in comedy too, like, that's another thing that you have to consider, is if you're, ooh, this is interesting, because if you're doing something where it's, like, a more lighthearted tone, like, I'm just thinking of watching Saturday morning cartoons and having that body swap episode, Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of like hand wavium going on. And it's because of the tone that, you know, you're able to agree like, oh yeah, the science is not really sound, but, oh, and they're able to do this, this, and this, but that's how the science, I don't know. I think there's like some room there to be okay with whatever decision the writer makes.
I think some of the issue that you could run into is frequently the trick, especially in cartoons, that they use so the audience can tell who is in whose body, is they keep the same voice.
Yeah.
So you might run into problems there, like, because that would just conflict again if there's like a language difference. So it might be better suited to a different medium than that one, at least.
Yeah, I think language is so intrinsically part of like your personality and your brain that you that wouldn't stay with the body. I don't think you could pull it off.
But if you're
there,
switching
there
souls,
are other things. No. Like, I think the things that can stay are like physical abilities, magical abilities. Mm-hmm. Like, those things can be like intrinsic in the body. They don't have to be, but they can be. And like, honestly, sometimes it even makes more sense. Like, if someone is a fire wizard and switches bodies with a water wizard, like, it would make sense that they would keep their power, that like the bodies would keep their powers and the brains would have to readjust.
Yeah. And they'd also wouldn't know how to, but they wouldn't know how to use their powers, probably.
Right.
Because that would be a knowledge thing. Unless you're doing like the Jason Bourne thing where he, like, when he first wakes up, he can do things without thinking about it, because you're assuming it's part of like the muscle memory rather than the conscious memory, something like that.
Yeah, I think with that, you'd probably run into, like, they would have the ability to do it, but not necessarily the ability to control it, if that makes sense. So, like, they would still have all of the advanced skills. They would just, like, appear randomly, or, like, the minute they start thinking about it, it would just fizzle out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I've definitely seen that happen in body switch episodes.
So, as Kelly mentioned, there's usually a kind of, like, reason that the swap is taking place. Specifically, the characters that get body swapped are usually opposites in some way. So you're drawing that direct comparison, like you're swapping someone old with someone who's young, or male and female, etc. So do you two have a favorite pairing or iteration of this trope, or maybe one that you'd like to see more of?
I feel like, okay, so I kind, okay, so Grumpy and Sunshine are like my favorite, one of my favorite trope pairings of like two characters. And so I really love when you have the Grumpy character and the Sunshine character switch bodies, just in general. But my answer would be friends. I want to see more friends body swapping.
Oh, that would be interesting. Not enemies.
Yeah. Not enemies, just friends, and like learning about each other. I actually am thinking of, in Teen Titans, the animated series, 2003, not Teen Titans Go. There was an episode where Starfire and Raven switched bodies. And they're like friends and everything, but they don't, they, before this episode, they didn't really understand each other as well. Like, Raven didn't understand why Starfire was always so full of like pep and rainbows and whatever, and like vice versa. And so when they switched, going back to Kristen's point about powers, they weren't able to control their powers because of how they approached their emotions, which was like a really cool exploratory thing there.
That's great for like world building and things too. Like, that shows more like, how does their power work and what do they have to do to control it?
And so like, it definitely talked about that, how, you know, Raven's powers drew from like not feeling so much, like not mm-hmm. turning the dial up to 11, and Starfire is all about that because that's where she draws her like energy beams and stuff that she shoots out of her eyes and stuff. And so Raven was having, I think it was something like Raven was having trouble defending herself because she couldn't use her powers because she wasn't as in tune with her emotions. Yeah, so it like had them through that also understand maybe a little bit about how it is they approach emotions, and then they grew closer and it was like so awesome. So I would say friends.
You're but... different and I accept you and I respect you.
That brings up an interesting question. Can you have this trope like as a main plot without some kind of conflict between characters? Because I don't think you can. Like, if they're just like friends who are like happy in their friendship and not in some kind of like I don't understand you conflict, like there's no point to this trope unless they're like using it as a plot device to get out of something.
Yeah, that gets into like something that I was going to bring up a little later, but most of the iterations of this trope are ones where the two people are like they're in conflict and they get swapped, but sometimes you can have like characters that choose to swap each other to like for plot reasons or things like that. And I think that's like a way that can happen, but that's like a different type of story basically. Because these ones with the opposites, they tend to highlight like this is what's different about them, and the theme is usually something like getting these two people to understand each other because they didn't before, and that was causing conflict between them.
Yeah, like I cannot think of an example of like any other type of story that would work in when they're not like flopping on purpose for plot things, you know?
I think you can occasionally, kind of like I mentioned before, where you more often this is like lookalikes, where it's like the two decide to switch places to see what the other's life is like. So this is like your like prince and peasant kind of thing. Like there's a peasant who looks the same as the prince, and the prince wants to see what it's like to live as a peasant, and obviously the peasant wants to see what it's like to live as a prince. So they switch places. And then there's
that's fair.
And then usually the conflict comes in with like one of them doesn't want to switch back, or they can't like because they can't get in contact with each other, something like that.
Yeah. That makes sense. Anyway, back to favorite iterations. Mine is like less a specific iteration of the trope and more the characters involved, because I like it when the characters have big personalities or like they're flamboyant or chaotic, like the type 4, type 7 energy. Like a type 1 or a type 6 body swap is a plot, but it's boring as hell. Like, I don't like characters when they're just balls of anxiety trying to keep control, because like that's my life. I don't need to watch it. Like, so, like I could see it maybe working if you have like a flamboyant character and a boring character swapping. You know, so they have to learn about each other's lives and come to appreciate the other viewpoint.
Yeah,
but. I don't know. I start to have more problems with this trope when, like, characters are presented as rational, because the rational way to deal with this is to pretend to come down with mono and just not do anything. Like, and so, like, the smarter a character is supposed to be, or the more rational and practical a character is supposed to be, the less I believe this trope.
Yeah, and the less interesting it is if they actually do play it for rationality. Like, you'd have to come up with something else that forces them to act.
Exactly. Like, dumbass energy is great for this trope. What is your favorite iteration of this trope, Ray?
I don't have like specific examples. I know this has been done, but like I like the idea of when like a good guy and a bad guy basically end up swapped, because it usually forces them to like then work together to get unswapped, because they don't want to actually be in the place that they're in. And like, I don't, there's just so many different ways to play it, because it's like, okay, do the people around them know that they're swapped or not? Like, and that's a question there, because like you very easily have like all the tension of like, they're going to be attacking the wrong person. And like, probably figure it out at some point along the line. And just like, I don't know. There's just so much like potential for tension and problems and conflict.
That is interesting, bringing up like other people being involved. I feel like I like this trope more when other people know that the characters are swapped. Ooh. And everyone's just kind of like watching, going like, can I help? Should I help? Should I just watch this happen? Like, and then you get the people who are like, yeah, that's not real. Like, that couldn't happen, you know?
It, like, some people know and some people don't. That's frequently a thing, too. Like, maybe their best friends know and figure it out, but, like, the general public doesn't.
Like, I feel like if this trope were to actually happen, like, I feel like it would be so impossible to keep the people close to you from knowing that something weird is happening, you know?
Right.
Having a strange, like, psychotic break.
Exactly. Like,
what should I do if I ever suspect that someone is swapped in my life?
We need a code word.
That doesn't work.
No, because you wouldn't be here.
No, you, like, we would know, and we'd be like, you're acting weird. What's the code word? And then like the new person would know it.
So you would know. Or your friends just having like really bad amnesia or something.
That's true. I feel like I would just like straight up forget the code word. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, like I knew this, but I promise it's still me. And you're like, you're an imposter.
Nope.
And I'm like, no.
That's not Kristen.
Yep. It would make for a good story.
Oh my gosh, that would be horrifying.
Yeah. Okay, so something that feels unique with this trope is that I've liked it pretty like every time I've seen it that I can think of. Maybe I just haven't read enough books or watched enough TV, but what has your experience been? Are there instances of this trope that you haven't liked? Like,
I mean, as it, I feel, has been very clear, I don't like this trope in theory. Like, in practice, it's usually fine. I don't know. I can't honestly think of that many instances that I've seen it, and I've only read it once, and it was the, like, people swapping consensually for plot reasons. I feel like I wouldn't like this as the main plot of a novel. Like, I've never read the Freaky Friday book, but... because... mostly because, like, in order for this to be effective, you would have to keep reminding your reader that this isn't the main character's normal state of being, and, like, the main character would be super incompetent, and it would just get really annoying unless there was something else really interesting going on. Like, on screen it works, because you have actors acting like each other, which is just a fun time.
Yes.
But a book would be a lot to deal with.
Yeah, visually, it communicates so much of that information so quickly. And I also feel like part of the reason that it turns up so often in long-running TV shows is those characters are established. Like, this trope only works if you have well-established characters, so that people can recognize when that person is acting like the mind that they have, not the body that they have.
So that's why it works so well with, like, character archetype their character tropes, because you have, like, jock and nerd, they act different.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because I feel like the only time I've ever read this trope was through fan fiction, which it's like all over fan fiction. And that's probably sense. Because, you know,
I didn't know that, but that makes so much sense to me just hearing.
Well, because the characters are established. You already know how they're supposed to act. And so, like, you have these expectations. And then, like, you see it play out and you're like, yeah, that's hilarious because this character would never act like that. Now they're, like, destroying the other person's life. And it's, it's interesting. But, yeah, I feel like as far as screen, like, I've only really ever, like I said, I've seen more of this than I've read it. And the only time where I get kind of annoyed is when probably the, where they switch bodies and maybe they're, like, maybe a boy switches with a girl. And they do, like, I don't know, like, they, I don't know, there's comedy there where they, like, look down their shirt or something and they're like, and it's played up more comedically rather than seriously. And I don't know, I'm not as fond about that.
I think I see what you mean, because it can feel a little, like, dirty, basically. Yeah. Like, yeah, and that's not great.
That is my problem with this entire trope, is that there are so many, like, ethical implications, and every story just ignores all of them. But then again, I also wouldn't want to read a story that, like, dives into all of the ethical implications, because it would either be gross or boring.
Well, some of them do, because, like, the other thing I've noticed about this is most of the iterations that I'm familiar with are played for comedy, so they specifically address, the issues that they address are ones that are supposed to be comedic, and, like, it stays away from getting too dark because it's focusing on being funny. But, like, part of what's interesting, like, comedy and horror tend to, like, coincide. And this one is also a super effective horror trope. So, like, I still can't say that I don't like it exactly. But, like, even when I've seen this trope turn up in horror, it messes with me so bad. I can't exactly say that I don't like it, because, like, it's very effective horror. Like, it works. Even though it can be, like, really, I guess, uncomfortable.
Yeah. Losing bodily autonomy is, like, weird and icky. And even when it's played for laughs, like, there's still that dark undercurrent of it being weird and icky.
Yeah.
Like, unless you just, like, do something like Shrek 3, where, like, Donkey and Puss in Boots switch. Like, that's just straight funny, you know? But yeah, anytime you have not a cartoon doing this, it gets sketchy.
Yeah.
So, as we started to mention before, there's the way this trope usually presents itself, but there are variations. So, the basic frame of a body swap plot takes a set of established characters, swaps them, and then the rest of the story is usually about them trying to switch back and also getting up to hijinks while they're stuck in each other's bodies. We've talked a bit about who gets swapped, so now I'd like to look at the agency of swapping. The most common version of this trope that I've seen is two characters have the swap happen to them by some third-party mystical item, something like that. But you can also have an instance where one character forcibly swaps themselves with the other character, or you can have two characters switch places by mutual agreement. So how does this difference in swapping agency change the plot? Is one version more intriguing than the others?
Going to ethical, like, considerations, you have the issue of consent. Like, one person forcibly swapping with another is obviously the worst violation of consent. Like, two people getting swapped by a third entity isn't great, but, like, at least they're both in the same boat. And then, like, switching with mutual agreement is the most ethically okay, because you're just like, yes, we both consent to this and it's going to be fun, you know?
Love how Kristen immediately goes to, like, bad people shouldn't do bad
things. I can't help it. This is why I struggle writing conflicts. I just want everyone to make good choices.
Should I challenge you to write a plot line where someone forcibly body swaps another person?
No, I would not do it. It's so icky. I like, especially in this like modern political climate of like questions of consent and bodily autonomy, like nope, not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Oh boy.
Because those are the like those are the larger implications of any of these stories. Like, you know, all stories have themes and, you know, motifs and all of the like applications. And no matter if you're setting out to tell a story about consent and bodily autonomy or not, that is the story you're going to end up telling.
Interesting. I don't know if that's necessary. It depends on how it's played. The only instance I've come across of when I was researching of one character forcibly swapping with another, there are probably more, but like apparently there was an episode of either Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Angel, which is the spinoff of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I think I remember seeing this.
Yeah, and a bad guy, like, forcibly swaps himself into Angel's body, if I'm remembering correctly. And this is, because it's, like, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer universe, this is kind of played for humor because, like, Angel ends up in an old man's body, and so he has to like deal with being treated like an old man when he's trying to go get his body back, and meanwhile, like, you know, just like your typical hijinks and stuff like occur, and we're kind of okay with that because it's already like supernatural superheroes, things like that. It's already got like comedic elements and stuff baked in, and the bad guy is bad, like, we're not trying to redeem
Yeah, like, I think comedy covers it, but it's still, like, it's still going to be adjacent to those real-world issues. So you might end up commenting on it accidentally, and you never want to do that when you're writing. All the comments you make should be intentional. Because, like, you also run in, with this trope, you run into, like, gender identity. I'm thinking specifically of David Levithan's book, Every Day, where, like, there's some being that like wakes up in a different body every day. And granted, it's been a hot minute since I've read this book, but they like start talking about like gender identity and like how like who falls in love with who and so on and so forth. And like you start commenting on that, whether you're just trying to tell a fun story or not, which I think they were intending to comment on that. But
yeah. Yeah. I haven't read it, but I got that impression.
Yeah.
I also think, like, when one character forces the swap with another, like, it's not as funny and it's not as relatable. Because I think some of the impulse between the typical version of this plot is like, oh, well, we want that person to see what it's like in this other person's shoes. And there's usually a reciprocation there. It's like, kind of the point is usually something like everybody has hard stuff to deal with in their life. So like make the other make them understand each other by forcing them to live as each other. And that just like it takes that how the swap occurs usually doesn't matter. That's not the story that we're interested in. That's why it's always some random magical artifact or something like that. It's like it's not real. That's not what we're here about.
Yes. I mean, I feel very similarly. I think, like, leaning in the idea of it's not necessarily, like, how it happens, but it kind of like, well, why are they swapping in the first place? What are they hoping to accomplish? Is it, like, wish fulfillment? Is it learning about, like, will the lesson or whatever, or like the theme or whatnot, be about learning about yourself, learning about your identity, and like accepting who you are? Is it struggling with another person's point of view and like coming to terms with, I don't know, like their way of life and understanding them better. Like, I think that's more interesting to me rather than like how it is like, oh, they found a random magical amulet, or like there's a mad scientist and they agree to like do this test and like they shake hands and now they're the other person. And I'm like, I don't care as long as it's answering the question that it set out to answer.
Yeah. I think like you guys were saying, getting switched by a third entity is always more interesting to me because it's character based, whereas the other two are more generally plot based and it's done for plot reasons.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, taking all of that into consideration, to trope or not to trope?
Honestly, I don't care. Like, if I never saw this trope again, I'd be fine. But if you want to do it, more power to you. Just, like, know what you're doing.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Going back to the, just, yeah, like, echoing that point of know why it is you're doing this and, like, maybe focusing more on, I want to see more, like, character focus, like, let's, you know, swap these two characters and like they learn something about themselves. I'm like, I'm such a sucker for those kinds of stories where it's like, yeah, let's develop empathy. That I would, yeah, I'd like to see more of them. I feel like I haven't seen as many lately, other than like Your Name, but that's already a couple years old. But yeah, I feel like I'd be okay seeing it troped, but I will say I could see it getting a little bit tiring because if you're just treating it again like a trope, then which don't ever do, then yeah, it's just the same old thing. Mm-hmm. Just be careful.
Well, I'm gonna say trope, and I'm gonna like echo Kelly's sentiment of like of. Especially doing it for increasing empathy and switching different people and making them see each other's perspectives. And, like, generally, the comedy version. I prefer the comedy version.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like when it's done in TV shows, it's usually a filler episode, which is my favorite. Yeah. It's just like, we ran out of ideas. Let's switch the characters.
And it's obvious that they ran out of ideas. It's just like, no. Uh-huh. Like, is it going to be a musical episode or is it going to be a body swap episode?
Or a flashback episode.
Or a flashback. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I honestly did not realize I didn't like this trope until we started talking about it. Like, just avoid the icky parts, you know? Be careful how you write it.
Yeah. Tread carefully.
Okay, so are there any other key points to keep in mind when writing?
Yeah, don't take it too seriously. Like, it's basically always done for either the humor or the horror, and neither focus on the mechanics of the actual body swapping, because the more you try to explain it, the more holes people can poke in it. It's like time travel. Like, no matter what you do, it won't actually work, so you just have to make not making it work your point, you know?
Mm-hmm. You have to draw some lines and be like, that's how it works, and like, yep, you just move on from there.
Yeah, the implications of the thing are the point of the story. The thing itself cannot be the point of the story.
Yes. Yeah, I basically had a very similar thing of, like, instead of focusing on plot elements with this trope, I feel like it serves it better to focus on the character, like we've mentioned, but worth kind of saying it again of the most interesting thing about story most of the time, like 99.9% of the time, is going to be the characters. Like, you just plop the characters into, could be a fantasy world, could be, you know, contemporary. And it's just like, yeah, but I'm reading it for the characters. I'm reading it for the human experience. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
instead of treating it like a plot device, should just consider the characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, riffing off that again, I'd like to reiterate that it's really important to do this with established characters so we can recognize why the swap is significant.
Or established types, like one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, pick a set of rules and stick to it. Like, before you do it, before you even start writing it, decide what is body, what is mind. Decide, like, and make sure it's consistent. Like, don't make one thing body and, like, a really similar thing mind. It just... athletics. The athletic aspect of this always bothers me. Because you should have the muscle memory, but you, like, might not know how to, like, do it. But then how quickly can you learn how to do something? Like, I have too many practical implication problems with this trope.
So, like, it draws too much attention to the non-logistics of this trope because it doesn't actually work.
Yeah. So, I guess I will edit. Pick a set of rules, stick to it, and don't focus on things that don't make sense. Just gloss right over them and go for something else.
Okay, I have, like, I don't know why this made me think of it, but I have a technical question. So, and it's a very specific question, so I'm sorry, but, like, if someone is writing a script, like, for a play or for, like, film, how would you write this episode, or how, like, how do people actually do this properly so that the actors don't get confused?
Gosh, you'd have to have some way of like designating their names so it's not just like like girl, it's like boy in girl's body, like something.
Yeah, I imagine it would be one of those things, like you'd have Sarah and then you'd have Sarah as Jacob or like whatever.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if there's an industry specific way to do this because it's not done that often.
Right. Yeah.
Also, I don't write movie scripts that often. So like,
sorry,
no idea.
Yeah. Just weird thing that popped into my brain. Like, oh, I've never had to think about this before, but that would be interesting.
Listeners, if any of you write movie scripts and have the answer to this question, please email us at twotrope@gmail.com because I am fascinated.
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I will also just reiterate, don't be icky with this trope.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Like,
please.
If especially if you do like a male female swap, like there's gonna be some weird things because humor, but like it gets weird and icky.
Yeah, no, great for comedy when you're focusing on the elements that are actually comedic. Great for horror if you're focusing on the elements that are horrific, which are plentiful.
Oh gosh.
And that's our listeners. So, podcast, what do you think? Email you at totroperenottotrope@gmail.com and let you know. We'll be back in another trope with 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to Trope or Not to Trope and Writing Happy!